Chapter 18. 14th Book. The Secret Sermon on the Mount Concerning Rebirth and the Vow of Silence. One tat, in your general discourse, Father, you were enigmatic and vague when you talked about the divine nature. You did not reveal that nature to me, saying that no one can be saved unless he has been reborn. Two, but when, after your talk with me, I made myself your supplicant during our descent from the mountain, and inquired about the doctrine of rebirth, so that I might come to know it, as this is the only part of the doctrine that is unknown to me, you promised to convey it to me as soon as I had disengaged myself from the world. 3. Now I have done so, and have made myself inwardly strong against the world's delusion. So would you please now complete what is lacking in me, just as you promised me, and teach me about rebirth, either by word of mouth or by means of a mystery. For I do not know, O Trismegistus, from what matrix the true man is born, and from what seed. 4. Hermes. My son, he is born from the wisdom which thinks in the silence, and from the seed which is the only good. 5. Tut. But then, who sows it, Father? All this is utterly incomprehensible to me. 6. Hermes. It is the will of God, my son. 7. Tat. And of what quality is the one who comes to birth, Father? For he will neither participate in my earthly being, nor in my intellectual thinking. 8. Hermes. The reborn one will indeed be different. He will be a god, a son of God, all in all and equipped with all faculties. 9. Tat. You are talking in riddles, Father, and not like a father speaking to his son. 10. Hermes. Such things cannot be taught, my son, but God willing, he himself will restore your memory of it. 11. Tat. You are telling me things, Father, which pass my understanding, and which perplex me utterly. The only appropriate response I can make is to say, I am a son who is a stranger to his father's house. Do not continue to withhold your wisdom, Father, for I am your legitimate son. Explain in detail in what manner rebirth takes place. 12. Hermes. What can I say, my son? Only this. When I perceived in myself an indefinable vision brought forth by God's mercy, I went out of myself into an immortal body. So I am now no longer the one I was before, but have been begotten of the Spirit. Such a thing cannot be taught, nor can it be perceived by the physical element through which we see here. That is why I no longer worry about the composite form that once was mine. I no longer have any color, nor a sense of feeling, nor dimension. All this is foreign to me. 13. At this moment you see me with your eyes, my son, but what I am you are not able to understand by looking at me with your physical eyes. Indeed, you are not seeing me now with those eyes, my son. 14. You have put me into a state of considerable confusion and conceptual bewilderment, Father, for now I no longer even see myself. 15. Hermes. May God grant you to go out of yourself like those who dream in their sleep, but then, in your case, without sleeping. 16. Tat. Now reveal this also to me. Who is it that instigates the rebirth? 17. Hermes. It is the Son of God, the one man, according to God's will. 18. Tat. Now you have really made me speechless, Father, because now I no longer understand any of it. I still see you with the same body, with the same outward appearance. 18. Hermes. In this you are mistaken, for the mortal form changes from day to day. Imaginary as it is, it changes in the course of time by increasing and decreasing. 20. Tat. What then is true and real, Trismegistus? 21. Hermes. It is that which is not defiled, my son, that which is unlimited, colourless, unchangeable, uncovered, formless, radiant, only to be fathomed by itself, the unalterable. Good. The incorporeal. 22. Tat. That is beyond my comprehension, Father. I thought I had become wise through you, but all my insight has been confounded by these concepts. 23. Hermes. That is how it is, my son, with what goes up like fire, or down like the earth, or is liquid like water, or blows through the universe like air. But how would you be able to perceive with your senses what is neither solid nor liquid, what can neither be collected nor caught, and can only be comprehended through its aptitude and active power? Something which is possible only for one who can comprehend the birth in God. 24. Tut, am I then incapable of that, Father? 25. Hermes, that is not what I meant, my son. Withdraw into yourself, and it will come. Will it, and it will happen. Still, the body's sensory activities and the birth of the divine will become a fact. Purify yourself of the irrational castigations of matter. 26. Tut, do I have castigators within me, Father? 27. Hermes, you have not a few, my son, and they are terrifying and numerous. 28. Tut, I do not know them, Father. 29. Hermes, this very ignorance is the first castigation, my son. The second one is grief and sorrow. The third, intemperance. The fourth, desire. The fifth, injustice. The sixth, greed. The seventh, deceit. The eighth, envy. The ninth, guile. The tenth, anger. The 11th, thoughtlessness. The 12th, malice. These castigations are 12, but there are many more, which by means of the prison of the body, force the human being by their nature to suffer through the activity of the senses. However, when God has had mercy on the human being, they desist, albeit not immediately. And the latter explains the nature and significance of rebirth. 30. But be quiet now, my son, and listen in respectful gratitude. God's mercy will then no longer leave us. Rejoice, my son, now that God's power is purifying you thoroughly, so that the segments of the word can be joined. The gnosis of God has come to us. Through its appearance, ignorance has been banished. The gnosis of joy has come to us. Through its appearance, sorrow will flee to those who have a place for it. After joy, the power I invoke is gentle courage. O wonderful power, let us receive it in great gladness, my son. Behold how its arrival has expelled intemperance. Fourthly, I name self-control, a power that resists desire. The next step, my son, is the support of righteousness, for behold how without ceremony it has banished injustice. So we have become the righteous ones, now that injustice has disappeared. The sixth power I invoke is the one that wages war against greed. It is the power of magnanimity, which imparts itself to all. And when greed has disappeared, I further invoke truth. As soon as falsehood flees, truth will approach us. See, my son, how the good has become complete now. Truth has appeared, for envy has left us. The good follows after truth, accompanied by life and light. And not a single castigation of darkness can affect us any longer, for, being vanquished, all have fled at whirlwind speed. 31. Now you know, my son, the way in which rebirth takes place. Through the advent of the 10 aspects, the spiritual birth is accomplished, and the 12 aspects are expelled. Thus we are deified by this process of birth. 32. Whoever then, by God's mercy, has achieved this birth, out of God and relinquished the physical senses, knows himself to be formed from divine forces and is filled with an inner joy. 33. Tat. Now I have achieved vision by divine dispensation. I see things no longer by means of the ordinary eyesight, but through the spiritual faculty of the powers received. I am in heaven, on earth, in water, in the air. I am within animals and in plants. I am before, during, and after birth. Yes, I am everywhere. But now tell me this, how are the castigations of darkness, which are 12 in number, driven out by 10 forces? How does this come about, Trismegistus? 34. Hermes. The tent dwelling which we have left is composed from the circle of the zodiac, which in turn consists of 12 elements. One nature, but manifold of conception, in keeping with man's erring thoughts. Among these castigations, my son, there are some that act in combination. For instance, undue haste and thoughtlessness cannot be separated from anger. They cannot even be distinguished. Thus, it is understandable and logical that they will disappear together when they are driven away by the 10 forces. It is these 10 forces, my son, that give birth to the soul. Life and light are united, and so the number of unity is born out of the spirit. Likewise, according to reason, the unity contains the number 10, tenfoldness, and the number 10 again contains unity. 36. Tat. Father, I perceive both the entire all and myself in the spirit soul. 37. Hermes. That is rebirth, my son. One cannot form any three-dimensional concept of it. You know and experience it now thanks to this discourse on rebirth, which I have put in writing solely for your benefit, since we would not divulge all this to the multitude, but exclusively to those whom God has chosen. 38. Tat. Tell me, Father, will this new body, which is composed of the 10 powers, one day be dissolved? 39. Hermes. Stop talking about impossible things, because that would make you sin and veil the eyes of the spirit soul. The natural body of the senses differs widely from the essential divine birth. The former can be dissolved, the latter cannot. The first is mortal, the second immortal. Do you not know that you have become a god, a son of the One, just as I have? 40. Tat, Father, I would like to hear the song of praise, which, as you told me, you heard the powers sing when you reached the Ogdoad. 41. Hermes. In keeping with what Pimander revealed in the Ogdoad, I approve of your haste to break down this tent dwelling, because now you are pure. Pimander, the spirit, did not reveal more to me than I have written, knowing well that I am able to comprehend and hear and to see everything I desire, and he has ordered me to do everything that is good. That is why the powers that are within me sing all the time. 42. Tat. Father, I too want to hear and know all these things. 43. Hermes, be still then, my son, and listen to the song of praise that concerns these things. Wait, the hymn on rebirth. I had not meant to make it known so readily, except to you who have reached the end of this initiation. This song of praise, therefore, is not taught, but remains hidden in the silence. Go then, and stand in a place in the open air, your face turned towards the south wind after sunset. Then kneel down and pray, and do the same at dawn, but then turn eastwards. And now be still, my son. 44. The Secret Song of Praise.
May the entire nature of the cosmos listen to this song of praise. Open up, O Earth. Let the waters of heaven open their floodgates when my voice is heard. Stir not, ye trees, for I wish to sing the praise of the Lord of creation, the One and the All. Open up, ye heavens, ye winds, be still, so that God's immortal cycle may accept my word. For I will sing the praise of Him who created the entire All, who gave the earth its place and fixed the firmament, who ordered fresh water to leave the ocean and spread over the inhabited and the uninhabited earth, serving the survival and existence of all people, who ordered fire to appear for whatever use the gods and men might wish. Let all of us together give praise to Him, who is exalted above all the heavens, the Creator of all nature. He is the eye of the Spirit, unto Him be the praise of all powers. 45. O you powers that are within me, sing the praise of the One and the All. Sing in harmony with my will, O you powers that are within me. Gnosis. O holy knowledge of God, enlightened by you, it is given to me to sing praise to the light of knowledge, and to rejoice in the joy of the spirit soul. O you powers, sing with me this song of praise. And O you modesty, and you justice within me, sing for me the praise of what is honourable. O love for the all within me, sing within me the praise of the all. Sing praise, O truth of truth. Sing praise, O virtue of what is good.
46. The song of praise, O life and light, comes from you, and to you it will return. I thank you, Father, who manifest the powers. I thank you, Father, you who urge what is potential to action. Your word sings your praise through me. Receive through me the all, as the word, as an offering of the word.
47. Hear what the powers that are within me exclaim. They sing praise of the all. They accomplish your will. Your will emanates from you, and everything returns to you again. Receive from all the offering of the word. 48. Save the all that is within us. Enlighten us, O life, light, breath, God, for the spirit, soul is the guardian of your word. 49. O bearer of the spirit, O demiurge, you are God. This is the call of him who belongs to you, through fire, through light, through earth, through water, through spirit, through your creatures. From you I have received this song of praise out of eternity, and through your will I have also found the tranquility I sought. 50. Tut, I have seen, Father, how, according to your will, this song of praise should be uttered. I have now made it known in my world too. 51. Hermes, call it, my son, the true, that is, the divine world. 52. Tut. Yes, Father, in the true world I have power. Through your song of praise and your thanksgiving, the enlightenment of my spirit soul has become complete. From my innermost being one, too, now wish to give thanks to God. 53. Hermes. Do not be rash in doing so, my son. 54. Tut. Listen, Father, to what I say in my spirit soul. To you, O first cause of rebirth, to you, my God, I, Tut, present the offering of the word. O God, you Father, Lord and Spirit, accept from me the offering that you desire. For all this is accomplished according to your will. 55. Hermes. My son, thus you present to God, the Father of all things, an offering pleasing to him, but now add something to it, through the word. 56. Tut. Thank you, Father, for the advice you have given me. 57. Hermes, I rejoice, my son, that you have gained the good fruits of truth, a truly immortal harvest. Now that you have learnt this from me, promise to be reticent with regard to this miraculous faculty, and not to transmit to anyone the method of realizing rebirth, so that we will not be judged as belonging to those who debase the doctrine. Be it sufficient that we have both of us done our share. I, by speaking, you, by listening. In the light of the Spirit, you now know yourself, both yourself and our Father.